Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, and I am off to corn country. It's 20 after 6. It's 29 degrees out, and it's seemingly cold. Damp. Cold. I don't know. It kind of goes down to the bone there, and I didn't start my car, so my fingers are freezing. Because I use the gloves that have the little fingers that are cut off. Because I like those. Because when I get to work, it's... You can't do it with mittens and full gloves on. It's just a lot. And then you take them off, put them on, take them off, put them on. Anyway, in the news, I've been listening to a lot of the thing with the football. And cheating. The subject of cheating came to my mind, and how I'm not a big sports fan by any means. The only sports that I really get into is MMA, the UFC fighting, but that, and I was thinking I needed to start going back to the gym. But anyway, you know, the whole football thing and deflating and overflating and, you know, the steroids and baseball to enhance performance. In what world did people in general not ever think that there was cheating going on? Because to me, you know, altering the ball is cheating, right? If there's guidelines, rules, that the ball has to be inflated at a certain poundage or whatever, and it's not, then, and if they find out or if someone admits that they altered that, then it's cheating. And then I'm thinking, wow, imagine those people that placed bets on the football games and the teams, and they lost because someone cheated. I don't understand how people wouldn't suspect stuff like this is going on behind closed doors. I mean, doesn't everybody cheat? Is there one time in a person's life that they have not cheated? And what constitutes cheating? Breaking the rules? Is lying part of cheating to get the, you know, to reach the ultimate desired goal? I'm trying to think, you know, because cheating, the first thing I think of is when you're a little kid and you're cheating on a test in school. You know, you're looking over someone's shoulder trying to see their answers and writing them down. I think I got caught cheating maybe a handful of times. And why did I cheat? Because I didn't study, I didn't practice my arithmetic, and, I was learning disabled. I didn't transpose numbers, but, sometimes, and I still do it sometimes, I would see, like, the number 47, but I would say 74. And I forgot what they call that, and I only do it with certain numbers. So I would get, you know, stuff wrong. And I would think, well, God, I'm going to get stuff wrong, so I'm going to cheat. And it's, you know, my fault that I didn't study and didn't prepare for the test. And cheating. You're trying to win. And you're trying to prove what? That you're better than everybody else. But it's altered. You didn't do it honestly. And I'm not saying anybody out there. I'm just thinking the football thing. And do people care? Probably not. Do those people that directly know that, you know, everything's been altered and it's fixed and rigged? And yeah, and you know, that reminds me back to wrestling. When people thought it was real. Oh my God, that was so just... I learned wrestling was fake when my dad used to work the the high school that I eventually went to is where they would have the WWE, or was it the American Wrestling Association? It was the one, Vern Gagne, and the one that got taken over by the WWF, I think, after everybody kind of keeled over. And I knew it was fake because, my father passed me off as a little boy. and I kind of just went in the locker room, and they were all friends, and they were practicing their little fake moves, and I was just like, it's fake, and cheating, and it's just for the show, and it's for the money. That's it. It's all about the greenbacks, I think. Because you think about football, and even with the balls being altered, people aren't going to stop watching. People aren't going to stop attending. Look at how much tickets are. You know, I can imagine how much a stuff at the concession stand would cost. You know, I mean, just astronomical. I just think it's all about the money. It boils down to that. And I was trying to think, what else about cheating? I was trying to think, was there a point, something in my life that I had the opportunity of cheating and I didn't cheat? No. How do I view cheaters? I really have no opinion. Because they have their reasons, their motives, and they have to know that, you know, they cheated. They have to look at themselves in the mirror. If they don't feel bad, then they don't feel bad. And I'm trying to think, what else have I, you know, cheated on? I think I would feel bad, though, if I cheated on something that was big. Like something that, you know, you could get caught at, and there would be severe consequences for the cheating. I'm trying to think. And I'm not bringing infidelity into it, you know, even though people think, oh, cheating. And notice, I didn't think infidelity. I thought cheating in classroom. Okay, because I'm in a different frame of mind, I guess. I don't know. Cheating, you know, like at work. And, you know, if somebody else is doing your work while you're sleeping off a hangover, is that cheating? I don't know. Just thoughts of, you know, inside my crazy little head as I drive. And like I said, I'm not a sports fan by any means, but you know, you just think it's just something that is. It's, you know, don't politicians cheat? No, they lie. Is that cheating? Is lying different than cheating? And if it is, how so? Okay, I am going to start driving now because I'm hitting the highway. So now I'm outside of the city and entering my first cornfield area. Time to drive. Later, people.